Well, a very blessed Easter to all of you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We hear a lot, especially during the presidential election last year, about fake news. You know, you heard a lot about this, where there's all these fake news sites that were cropping up over the internet, and people were believing and posting and sharing probably some of the most ridiculous articles that happened to fit their particular political persuasion or conspiracy theories. And of course, that accusation of fake news has continued on to now, where you turn on even like CNN and they're throwing it around that other channels or other news outlets are promoting fake news. Well, in the midst of this fake news epidemic that apparently we have in our world today, we have great news. We have news of great joy. We have the best news of all time. And no, I'm not trying to sound like President Trump here. It really is the best news of all time. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. In this world that is flooded with news of scandal and war and violence and hate, good news was brought by an angel. And of course, angels are the messengers of God. If you are the news beings of God. And this angel brought this great news that Jesus, who died for our sins, rose again so that death no longer affects us. We may die in this life, but it is not the end, only the beginning. And so we gather here tonight to celebrate this great news of Jesus' resurrection, to celebrate this great news that our salvation has come. But why do we gather tonight? Why do we gather after it's dark? I mean, we began with the fire. The sun had already set. It was getting dark. Why did we gather now? Because this darkness of death gives way to the light of Christ. We see that so symbolized here in the church, that as we came into the church with the lit candles, it started out black, dark, was hard to see. But as more of us processed in, it got brighter and brighter. So that by the time all of us were in here, it was actually fairly light in here, just from the little flames on our candles. We see that light of Christ shining through the darkness. But we also gather here at night to mark the fact that our Lord rose in the dark of night, early Sunday morning. As the Exultet, which I chanted, states, paraphrasing, of course, that night is the only one that knew the hour at when our Lord rose from the dead. No one saw him rise from the dead. No one was there. And his resurrection wasn't even noticed until the next morning. Until Sunday morning. The resurrection, no one even knew that he had risen from the dead. And we also join this night with the apostles and the disciples who waited in vigil throughout the Sabbath. They waited in vigil as our Lord laid in the tomb. We gather with them in vigil, why we call this the Easter Vigil, anticipating that day when we too will pass through the veil of death and rise to eternal life. And so we have gathered here this night to celebrate this great salvation that has been brought to us. And we do so by recalling the events of salvation history. Those seven readings that we heard up to the Gloria and the ringing of the bells. People around town are wondering why the bells were ringing at 9:30 at night You know, why was the Catholic Church ringing the bells this late? Because we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. It's worth ringing the bells for that. But up to that point, we talked about those great moments of salvation, how God worked through his chosen people, the Israelites, preparing the world for the coming of his Savior. And we started literally from the beginning, in the beginning, when everything was created. The very first words of the Bible, the very first moments of creation that led us to the establishment of the covenant with Abraham, one of the first covenants that then led to the Israelite nation. And we saw the fulfillment of that covenant in the Exodus leading the people to the promised land. And then the last four Old Testament readings were that reminder of God by the prophets that he was being faithful to his covenant and that he would lead them to a new covenant that fulfills the covenant with Abraham, but not only for the Israelite people, but for all nations. That all nations would be brought into this new covenant. And then we celebrate that coming of our Savior by chanting, "Glory to God in the highest." After everything was prepared, our Savior is come. And then as St. Paul says, we were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might live in newness of life. This is why it's so special that we have this baptism this evening. We have baptism of a new infant who will be joining the body of Christ. Because through our baptism, we have entered into that new covenant. When we were baptized, we entered into that new covenant. That new covenant that was established through the shedding of our Lord's blood, as we recalled just yesterday on Good Friday. We continue to participate in that covenant by receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, by attending Mass, being here for the Eucharist, and receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, which of course we remembered just 2 days ago on Holy Thursday. This night, the Easter Vigil, we celebrate the completion of that covenant. This is the highest point of the church's year. Everything we do as a church liturgically, this is the highest point. This is the most important point even over Christmas. Everybody always thinks of Christmas as the big holiday. Easter Vigil celebration is the big holiday. This is the summit of the year. So tonight, as we celebrate this resurrection of the Lord, we announce that news of great joy that Jesus Christ has risen, that eternal life is waiting for us. May we leave here this evening praising our Lord has risen. Alleluia.